It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
I'm going to start this week by saying that there was a stigma that should no longer exist now. You can't go to Frederica Academy. You can't play in the GISA and go to a major college or go to the NFL. You can't do it. That exists no longer. Jalen Simpson from lowly old Frederica down on St. Simon's in the GISA. Jalen Simpson is officially in the NFL, drafted by the Indianapolis Colts. Fantastic. Good young man, too. Like, I know the guy. I know the kid. He's not really a kid anymore. I know the man. I know the man, Jalen Simpson. Happy for him. Happy for Coach Derek, Frederica head coach, who has been preaching that for years, what I just said to you. You can come to Frederica. You can perform here. You can earn a scholarship at an Auburn University, at a Georgia, at an Alabama. You can transition to the NFL. This is not a school. It's not a football program. You just can come here and play because you can't play anywhere else. Frederica is not that. Congratulations, Jalen Simpson. In the NFL, I see him. He's drafted as a corner, right? Like, he played corner at Auburn. It was pretty good. Like, he was their number one corner, I believe, like the last 2 years that he's been at Auburn. He's been their number one guy. In the NFL, I don't know, right? I see him more as a safety in the NFL. I think he's going to be a good safety. I think he's been a great safety for the Colts. I think he's their starter day one. He's their starting free safety day one for Indianapolis. Did a good job at Auburn. Was their shutdown guy. Be honest, NFL, some of those receivers are different animals than what he faced even in the SEC. It just is what it is. But dude, he's going to be a good one. Total good one. Later on, we're going to get into some other things. We're definitely going to hit the draft. I don't know. What I think happened is the Jaguars and the Atlanta Falcons, like their war rooms, they all got together the night before the draft and every night subsequently between rounds. And they just went out in Detroit and got lit and then came back and just asleep at the wheel on the draft, both of them. I mean, you talk about like just completely missing in the draft. Those two organizations, right? And for this area, you know, I've said this before, I'll say it again for those folks that don't hear me. If you live in coastal Georgia, right? That's like if you live in the Brunswick, St. Simons, Kingsland, St. Mary's, Woodbine area, maybe even Charleston or Folkestone, like if you live down in that way, there's a good chance that you're a Jacksonville Jaguar fan. Really good chance. Instead of an Atlanta Falcon fan. Now, the rest of the state, you get outside of that area, and you can go anywhere else in the state of Georgia, and it's at least NFL in the NFL, NFL teams, it's Falcon territory. Yes, Georgia Bulldogs are king when it comes to football in the state. But NFL football, the Falcons own the state of Georgia way more than the Jaguars. However, I'm a Jags fan, right? I live in coastal Georgia. I don't know what they were doing. I have no idea. I'm going to break down their drafts a little bit later on. We talked about the first round for both of them last week. Even the first even the first round picks. What are you doing? Yeah, I mean, we could touch on that before we break down the whole draft for both teams. Sure. In the first round, everybody knows what the Falcons did. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Jags. The Jags had two glaring needs. They lost Calvin Ridley at receiver. They needed a number one elite receiver, a guy to take the cap off the defense. That's what they needed. And they needed help badly in the secondary. Those are the two things that the Jacksonville Jaguars had to address in the NFL draft. Must get. The Jaguars are on the clock at 17, and they can have their pick of any corner that they want. Because the way the draft shook out, as wonky as that thing ended up being, not one single corner had come off the board. All of the elite corners at 17 are there for Jacksonville to take. All of them. Pick which one you want. They trade back. I'm assuming the thought process when they did it in live real time, my assumption was they're trading back because they're going to get a couple of extra picks, and they think that they can still get one of those elite corners at 23, which is where they traded back to. So here we go. We go all the way back down to 23, and the pick right before them at 22, one of those corners off the board, boom, gone. And so there they are at 23, still having two of the three elite corners on the board, and one of the guy that's not a fringe elite, that like he is solid elite, Terrion Arnold out of Alabama, right there at 23. All they had to do was take him at 23. They'd already traded back. Everything worked out. The corner sitting there looking him in the face. Nope. That's not what the Jags decided to do. They go receiver. Well, Jason, you said they needed a receiver. I did say they needed a receiver. I said they needed an elite receiver. The kid they got out of LSU was the number two receiver at LSU. He wasn't even the number one. He wasn't even the number one guy on his college team. And the Jags took him, a B receiver, over taking an elite corner. And had traded back to do that. Great googly moogly. It got no better after that. They did address the cornerback situation later in the draft, like in the mid rounds, where there are no elite corners on the board. I mean, God. I don't think that the Atlanta Falcons or the Jacksonville Jaguars could have had a worse draft than they did. I don't know. That's good to talk about, though, isn't it?
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. South Georgia has added another professional athlete to the already long list. In the fifth round of the NFL draft with the 164th pick, the Indianapolis Colts took Auburn corner Jalen Simpson. Simpson played his high school football under the Oaks on St. Simon's Island for Frederica Academy. Simpson will have the distinction of being the first Frederica Academy player drafted to the NFL. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to check out The Jason Bishop Show, streaming 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved a sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery, all to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Saturday, May 11th, Wild Adventures Live presents Secondhand Serenade. Because tonight will be the night that I will fall for you. See Secondhand Serenade on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. Secondhand Serenade Live, May 11th. The concert is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
The Jags took the second best receiver on the LSU Tiger football team. Malik Nabers was the best receiver on the team. They couldn't even draft the best receiver from somebody. That's how badly they started the draft, and it got no better. It got no better. It was a total cluster. Total cluster. The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Couldn't have got any worse. So I will say this, okay? I'm not going to blast the Jags completely. There is one thing that I feel like that they got out of this draft that is arguable to say, okay, you know, maybe this will work out. And it's with the receiver that I've been blasting the entire segment. Calvin Ridley wasn't really a great fit with the offensive game plan strategy that the Jags had. Now, he had a good year, but really what they need at that number one receiver, and Ridley was that speed guy, right? The speed guy that could blow the top off the defense, and that's all well and good. They do need the speed guy, but they need that Calvin Johnson type receiver, the big receiver that can go down the sideline, out-muscle the safety, go up in the air, dominate the corner. With that weapon, I think the Jags offense will operate a lot better. Now, Brian Thomas Jr., the kid they got at LSU, he's that big receiver. I have questions about his ability to blow the top off the defense. Calvin Johnson, right? Like that's a tough one to replicate but he's in that mold, at least physically. I just don't know if he's got the gifts that Calvin Johnson had. That's, you know, and that's coming out of the Jags camp, right? They're like, yeah, you know, this kid's like Calvin Johnson. We'll see. Don't know. I don't think that I'm drafting Brian Thomas Jr. And that's another thing. That's another thing that just irks me. If the Jags don't take Brian Thomas Jr. right there at 23, where do you think he goes? Maybe mid-second round? Does he fall to the third round? They took a kid in the first round that you can make an argument for, and a really good argument, that would have fallen to the third round if they hadn't have taken him there. Dude, I'm not making this stuff up. Like, that's legit. They took a kid at number 23 in the first round that arguably could have fell to the third round. That's no joke. Then they go to the second round. They need corner help. So what do? Draft a defensive tackle. They passed on two elite corners in the first round. They came back in the second round, still needing a corner, and they took a defensive tackle. Who is making these picks? Is Tony Khan making the picks for the Jags? Because Lord knows, if you're letting Tony Khan run the ship, AEW is telling you shouldn't do that. Living proof, Tony Khan shouldn't be running the ship. I hope they're smarter than that. Maybe they're not. Hey, we need a corner. We needed a corner in the first round. We just drafted a B receiver when we could have gotten an elite corner. We need to get a corner, the best available corner in the second round. Maybe we can coach him up and turn him into a number one. Maybe we can do that. Nope, let's get a defensive tackle. Mason Smith, because he's two straight LSU picks. That's another thing. Like, boy, the Jags drafted heavy LSU. They got a couple of guys, two defensive staff guys that are on the Jag staff that came from LSU. Right. Good Lord. Hey, guys, we need a corner. Great. Let's wait till the third round, pick 96. Jerrion Jones out of Florida State, 5'11", 190 pounds. Who? 5'11 corner. We need an elite corner. Let's go wait till the third round and get a 5'11 guy. Perfect. Makes a ton of sense to me. He's out of Florida State. And? Fourth round. We're trying to bolster the defense. We need help defensively. Our offensive line is fine. Fourth round, pick 114, Javon Foster, offensive tackle out of Missouri. What are we doing? We've drafted a B receiver. We've drafted a defensive tackle, which we don't need. And by we, I mean them, the Jaguars. Because at least for today, and for at least the next month, I'm renouncing my Jaguar fandom. When the season starts, you'll see me at the stadium, as always. But for now, Javon Foster, offensive tackle, after they drafted a corner in the third round, when they needed one in the first, they had two elite ones looking them in the face. Couldn't do it. Pick 16 in the, I guess this is the fifth round. They go LSU again. They go another defensive tackle, Jordan Jefferson out of LSU. I don't know. Apparently, all the talk about needing corners and needing wide receivers from the Jacksonville Jaguar camp themselves meant nothing, because they're drafting offensive linemen and defensive tackles. man. They did go corner in the sixth round. They drafted their second corner. Neither one of these guys, this guy's probably not going to make the roster, but neither one of these guys are going to play one or two in the NFL. The guy they drafted in the third round, maybe he'll end up being a nickel. Maybe. This guy is probably a practice squad guy. DeAndre Prince out of Ole Miss. I mean, he was solid at Ole Miss, but do we actually think that DeAndre Prince is going to be a starter in the NFL? Come on, man. This is laughable what they did. And just to add some sugar on top, they go and draft a running back with their last pick. Keelan Robinson out of Texas. Now, there weren't a lot of running backs taken, so there's probably some value in Keelan Robinson. He may make the squad. That might be the best pick they made. And he's probably going to be a third-string back, maybe definitely a backup. He's not going to start, but because there were so few running backs taken, there's value with him at 7. Best pick they made. Jeez almighty. Obviously, Tony Khan's making the picks. Gotta be.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation, gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids eat free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday, Student Discount Day on Fridays, and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
I'm totally sorry. I got on such a tangent with the Jags. I totally forgot. That's not where their draft ended. They went ahead and still had two more picks, one in the sixth, one in the seventh. And by the way, in the sixth round, they took a kicker. You took a kicker in the sixth round. We need wide receiver help. We've only taken one receiver. Let's take a kicker. Let's do that. And, of course, you know, you saw where they released Zay Jones earlier in the week. So, I guess they feel like the kid from LSU is going to be the answer at number one. I don't think they've got a number one. They finished up the draft by drafting a defensive end. We need receivers. We need corners. We've drafted two defensive tackles and a defensive end and a kicker. Let's do that. That's a much better option. It's a much better option. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, whatever the Jags and Falcons were drinking before and during the draft, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. See Multi-Platinum Success Secondhand Serenade live in concert Saturday, May 11th at Wild Adventures Theme Park in Valdosta. Sing along to your MySpace emo favorites, including Fall For You, Vulnerable, and A Twist In My Story, as Secondhand Serenade takes the stage for a Wild Adventures live concert presented by TKO Valdosta Nissan. You can attend every concert for free with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. For a limited time, you can save $40 when you purchase two gold season passes. Visit wildadventures.com to take advantage of big savings. To view the full Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets, or to purchase tickets to concerts and learn about season passes, visit wildadventures.com. Falcon fans, I hear you out there laughing. You don't need to be. Yours was no better. Yours was no better. You took a quarterback in the first round. You know what? And I heard a really good argument for this the other day. It came from Colin Cowherd. So, you know, want to give him credit for this take. But, you know, Cowherd does this a lot. He'll pick something where pretty much everybody's got a consensus opinion about it, and then he'll argue the counterpoint against the popular belief. And so the Michael Penix Jr. pick, he was arguing, you know, you've got Kirk Cousins, he got him for a 4-year deal. You don't really expect him to make all 4 years of that deal. He's like 36, whatever he is. Michael Penix is a great insurance policy. With Kirk Cousins in the fold, the Falcons won't be picking as high next year. I guess because he's believing that they're going to win the division and make the playoffs. So they're going to be closer to the end to middle of the first round. Here's a franchise quarterback. You can't pass him up. And that there were other teams trying to trade up to take Penix. I don't buy that part of that argument. And that Penix is a great insurance policy and the Falcons are going to be set at quarterback for the next decade. I get all those arguments. And I will agree with that you sign Kirk Cousins for 4 years, and Kirk Cousins is not going to play all 4 years of that contract. I totally agree with that. And a great agent, because Cousins' agent got that contract front-loaded. For the first couple of years, he's going to earn the bulk of that money. It's like $180 million, $100 million of it's guaranteed. So that's a really good signing for Kirk Cousins. Good job by his agent. Falcons got $100 million tied into Kirk Cousins over a 4-year period, at least $100 million. That's the key word, at least $100 million, possibly $180. Penix is 23. You can let him sit on the bench for the first 3 years of that deal and then, you know, take a look at him in the fourth year before you have to do an option on the fifth. So 4 years, he'll be 27 years old. You'll be making an assessment on a quarterback that is entering the tail end of his prime. That's the kicker for me in this whole thing with the Penix thing. It's not that the draft pick that you're trying to draft a quarterback to, you know, to fill in. If he plays if Kirk Cousins plays 3 years, he's 27 years old, is Penix when he takes over. How many more good years do you get in the NFL at quarterback after 27? We're not talking Tom Brady. He's the exception to the rule. We're talking normal quarterbacks. The prime of a normal quarterback is from age 23 to age 29. When they hit that 30 mark, the rate of deterioration expedites very quickly. Running back and quarterback, they fall off the Grand Canyon cliff quickly. Running back and quarterback, the two positions that deteriorate the quickest in the NFL. Age 23 to age 29 for quarterbacks, that's your window. That is your window of you can't get any worse. Can't get any worse between ages 23 and 29. Probably going to get better from 23 to 29. You hit that age 30, you might not depreciate at age 30 from 29, but you might just stay right on par. Then age 31, not quite the same. 32, here we go. And now we're making our way back down the other side of the hill. Whatever, it's their draft. They think they've got a franchise quarterback. If you're going to play Kirk Cousins for 3 years, I think that Michael Penix just becomes a stopbridge guy. 3 years after, if you go Kirk Cousins for three, then Penix is good for three after that. So you've got 6 years covered between two different quarterbacks, but Penix isn't there all 6 years. He's not the starter all six. 3 years of those, you're going to have him sitting on the bench. And then if you just say, well, Kirk Cousins is only going to do 2 years, now you've paid $100 million to a quarterback that you only had on your roster for 2 years, or at least was your starter for 2 years. It's a ton of investment for 2 years for a quarterback. Either way, the Falcons did not think that through. And I don't care what they say. I don't care what the front office says. I don't care what the coach says, the OC, or either Arthur Blank. At the end of the day, that was not a decision that they really thought through or they had planned in advance. It just kind of happened. They made a split-second decision. We'll see if it works out. We'll see if Michael Penix can play until age 35 and give the Falcons 8 to 10 years. If he's going to do it, he's going to have to play until he's in his mid-30s. Good luck with that. The Falcons needed all sorts of help on the defensive side of the ball. They need pass rush. That's probably their biggest thing. They need help in the secondary. Linebacker could get upgraded, especially on the outside. They drafted Ruka Roro out of Clemson, defensive tackle, 6'4", 294. Third team, all ACC. There were other guys there. There were other guys, third team, all ACC, in the second round. Are we just asleep at the wheel? I don't understand it. At least he's on the defensive side of the ball, I guess. In round three, they took Braylon Trice, outside linebacker out of Washington. 6'3", 245 pounds. Kind of a small, but I mean, I guess that's what you're going to get at outside linebacker. You can't play him inside. You can't play him at Mike, so you got to play him outside. So be it. JT Bertland out of Notre Dame, another linebacker. 6 foot, 235, even smaller. Can't play him inside. Got to move him to the outside. They did go receiver out of Illinois, Casey Washington. And then they finished their draft by drafting Zion Logue, defensive tackle out of Georgia. Again, I don't even want to go over the full Falcon draft because it was just – we're going to put a poll up. We're going to put a poll up on our Twitter page. I'll post it on social media. Who had the worst draft? The Atlanta Falcons or the Jacksonville Jaguars? Don't know. Both are pretty bad. I'll say this. I guess in the end, if Michael Penix ends up panning out for the Falcons, then the rest of it doesn't matter. If they end up, I mean, again, they needed a pass rusher. That was their most pressing need. They had Dallas Turner right there at 8, looking them in the face. They went Michael Penix Jr., trying to draft a franchise quarterback who's already halfway to the rocking chair. Whatever. It's their draft.
The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peony shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary Bar. Find us on Facebook for specials and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228, Catch 228.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation, gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So we get a chance to talk a little Braves baseball. You know, and, you know, this subject may be a little dated, but Dr. Sasser, of course, you know, our schedules have been kind of crazy this month, so we're finally getting the chance to kind of sit down. And, oh, and by the way, Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, joining us today. So the subject I want to talk about is Spencer Strider's elbow or his arm, I guess in totality.
As all of our Braves fandom knows, Strider off to the IL with a UCL tear. No timetable to be back. Every person I've heard from that has any type of degree like yours, Dr. Sasser, says it's going to be a minute. So let's start there. We've talked about this before, but just in case I've got some listeners out there that are unfamiliar with what a UCL is, educate us.
Well, and I mean, a UCL is synonymous basically sort of as the Tommy John ligament, because when you tear your UCL, that's the surgery you get. And it is the ligament on the inside of your elbow. It's probably as big around as a straw. Mm-hmm. So it's not a very robust ligament. A little bigger, but that's a good way to think about it. And it has to basically keep your elbow in place on these Major League Baseball players that are pitching in the 90s. And it is a tremendous amount of torque. You know, in this Google generation, for all the listeners, look up a pitch, slow motion of a pitch, and see what their arm is doing, how rotated their shoulder is, and how just almost cattywampus their elbow looks. And they do that again and again and again. And that little ligament is like a check rein holding that elbow in place until it tears.
So Strider does it early in the year. His last start, he said that he just didn't feel right. Velocity was fine, which was odd. But he said it just didn't feel right. And of course, you know, they take a closer look and they find the tear. Moving forward, you know, as I just mentioned, everybody that knows anything about this injury says it's going to be a minute. Do you echo that as well before he gets back?
I do. I mean, he's already had his UCL reconstructed before. Mm-hmm. So this would be a second surgery. A UCL tear in a previously reconstructed, because they don't repair the ligament, they have to reconstruct the ligament, can be a little bit of a different beast. So the question is where the tear is. I'm not truly holding out much hope, but if he did rehab it and they got him back, that might be possible, a very minimal chance, but possible. But I honestly think he's going to have a second Tommy John surgery.
So if he has the second Tommy John, which, like you said, likely, year, 18 months?
These days, it's still, there's a few different techniques. We don't have long-term study, but there are some techniques out there that might be a year or maybe less, where they basically reinforce the ligament with a very strong suture, for lack of a better term. And there's a couple of other techniques, but it's not going to be like an Adrian Peterson ACL thing. He's not, even if Strider was repaired, it's not going to be within the season.
I have seen some cases where pitchers have, at least in my memory, I think I have, where pitchers have gone through this and they've come back and they're medically cleared, but then it takes 6 months, 8 months, 9 months before you see that velocity that they had before return.
Sure.
Could be the case with him, you think?
Definitely. I think it's one thing to say, you know, the ligament has the strength to endure the stress of a pitch, but it's another thing to be able to actually pitch the ball across the plate with the same velocity, with the same movement as the pitcher had before.
Again, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Time frame, pretend that he doesn't have to have the surgery, that somehow it heals. You said we would get him back. When? if there is no surgery?
I mean, I would still think it's going to be, you know, 3 or 4 months.
Really?
Yeah, I would still think. Again, because pitchers also lose their it's not saying their skill set, and it's not that the arm atrophies, but they still lose that ability to pitch effectively. So you go through 6 to 8 weeks of rehab before you're even throwing a ball again. This is very uncommon to have a partial tear that can be rehabbed, but let's say it can be. We're looking at a solid 2 months of rehab before they probably let him throw a ball, and then that's another 6 to 8 weeks. So now you're at a solid 3, if not 4 months.
Second surgery, same injury for Spencer Strider. If you are his doctor, are you concerned about this being a recurring issue, or maybe he doesn't even recover?
Well, I mean, as you know, anytime you have a second surgery, the risk of returning is higher. So, and the rate of getting back to 100% is lower, because anytime you have to revise something, the result just may not be as good. So, yes, it's definitely with all these surgeries. What's interesting is people don't really realize that if you look across the board, 25% of these pitchers never come back to their previous level. That's 25%, and that's in the hands of excellent surgeons like, you know, Jimmy Andrews and at the Curl and Job Institute and all these great places that see these high level of athletes. Still 25% don't come back. And so now you're having a second surgery. He at least has a 25% chance that he won't come back.
Dr. Sasser, as always, appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Even without Spencer Strider, they've gotten nothing from Olsen. They've gotten nothing from Riley. And they're still in first place by, you know, 10 games over 500 already. You know, they're putting it to it. Nothing from Olsen, nothing from Riley. Spencer Strider has been gone now for several weeks, if not a month. Braves hadn't missed a beat. Pretty good squad. Think about it. How scary is that team going to be once they start getting Riley and Olsen hitting the baseball?
The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peony shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary bar. Find us on Facebook for specials and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228, Catch 228.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
It is time to pull the trigger on buying that house you've had your eye on. It is time to close with Kaysen. Thomas Kaysen of Keller Williams is a premier agent here in the Golden Isles. Originally from St. Simons, Thomas understands this market and can help guide you through it. 912-704-8223 or online at closewithkaysenrealty.com. Or swing on in and see us on St. Simons at 122 Professional Park across from the airport. And remember, it is time to close with Kaysen.
Hey, sports fans, great news! Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork, pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Mac's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us. 912-342-7967. And give them a like on Facebook.
Spring is in the air, and we all know that means summer is on the way. It's time to make sure your AC unit isn't striking out when the real Georgia heat hits. Call your friends at Air Adjusters for some spring cleaning for your AC system. Got to have those ducts clean and ready, too. Call Air Adjusters, and they will happily service and clean your AC system to have you summer ready. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule, or check us out online, airadjusters.com. License number CN208489. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
So I'm not a big NBA guy. Like, I'm just telling you the truth, I'm not a big NBA guy. I'm good at basketball. Well, I was when, you know, like, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Like, I would ball you out. Maybe now's not the case. Like, if you're a decent defender that can defend a jump shot, that's pretty much all I got right now at 43, and I don't even make a lot of jump shots. So you don't even have to defend the I'm that guy when you're playing 5-on-5 in the pickup game at the gym. I'm the guy that nobody guards, and it doesn't matter. Like, I used to make fun of that guy when I was 25, and now the irony, I'm 43, and I've become that guy, the guy that nobody guards. I can stand underneath the goal wide open, and the guy at the top of the key won't pass me the ball. It's kind of sad. It really is. But I'm not a big NBA guy. I'll watch the NBA come playoff time. That's kind of where that's where it sucks me in. Same thing with the NCAA tournament. Tournament time, I get sucked in. Regular season, you know, I'll pay attention to it, but I'm not glued to the screen, you know, for each and every game. So in the NBA playoffs, we started with the Thunder and the Pelicans. The Thunder have since bounced the Pelicans. They are the number one seed in the Western Conference. So I coach a baseball team, an 8U baseball team that my son plays on, and one of the parents told me the other day that she was an Oklahoma fan. Oklahoma Thunder, Oklahoma Sooners, et cetera, et cetera. And so last week, I picked Oklahoma to get to the Western Conference Finals and then to lose to Denver. She was telling me how disappointed that she was that I made that pick. I'm just glad somebody's listening to the show, to be honest, you know. I'm just glad somebody makes the click or turns on the radio. That's awesome. At least to me it is. Number four and then the number five seeds, Clippers and Mavericks over in the Western Conference. Neither one of those teams are beating the Thunder. So it doesn't matter who comes out of there. Neither one of them are beating the Thunder. Clippers nor the Mavericks have the squad to do it. Timberwolves have already bounced the Suns, and the Nuggets have already bounced the Lakers. Lakers are a mess. They are in a terrible, terrible situation financially and what they have on the court. They have an aging team that they owe a lot of money to, and I don't think there's going to be a whole bunch of takers. They totally went all in on the LeBron farewell tour at the end, thinking that they would be able to get Anthony Davis and contend for titles, and that just hasn't been the case. I don't know what they're going to do. Timberwolves and Nuggets. I like the Nuggets. Make it to the Western Conference Finals. Again, nobody's beaten the Thunder from the Clippers or the Mavericks. And then I said this last week. I'll say it again. I just said it a couple minutes ago. Thunder and the Nuggets in the Western Conference Final. Man, the Nuggets are really good. Now that I have a friend that I know that likes the Thunder, I'll be rooting for the Thunder. But the professional Jason Bishop says, yeah, Nuggets are too good to beat. In the Eastern Conference, the Celtics have already dispatched the Heat. The Celtics were the one seed. The Heat were the eight. So they'll get the winner of the Cavs and the Magic, the 4-5 game. Neither one of those teams can beat the Celtics. So it doesn't matter there. And then you've got the Bucks and the Pacers and the Knicks and the 76ers in the bottom half of that bracket. The Pacers are the sixth seed, and they're threatening to close the Bucks out. 3-2 lead over the Bucks, who are the three seed. Pacers are the sixth seed. I think the Pacers do it. And then the Knicks and the 76ers. The Knicks lead the Sixers 3-2. Boy, the Sixers have played a really great series. They have given the Knicks all they want. It'll come to an end. The Knicks will advance. They'll play the Pacers, and so you'll have Celtics and Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is a network ratings dream. Networks will be heavily in favor of that matchup, Celtics and Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics are a much better team. They're far and away the best team in the Eastern Conference. You'll have Nuggets and Celtics in the NBA Finals. Celtics-Nuggets NBA Finals. It's going to be a great series. I don't know. Like, I want to pick the Nuggets. There's a part of me that thinks the Celtics will win.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. South Georgia has added another professional athlete to the already long list. In the fifth round of the NFL draft with the 164th pick, the Indianapolis Colts took Auburn corner Jalen Simpson. Simpson played his high school football under the Oaks on St. Simon's Island for Frederica Academy. Simpson will have the distinction of being the first Frederica Academy player drafted to the NFL. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to check out The Jason Bishop Show, streaming 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery. All to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Saturday, May 11th, Wild Adventures Live presents Secondhand Serenade. Because tonight will be a night that I will fall for you. See Secondhand Serenade on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. Secondhand Serenade Live, May 11th. The concert is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.